Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. How are you feeling this evening? I hope and pray that you are feeling great, because this is another great day that the Lord has made. And he has created each and every one of us to be able to experience a new beginning. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful thing to be able to wake up to a new beginning. Amen. And we can reach out for a life that's yet to come. We don't know what the day is going to hold, but all we know that it's going to be a great day. Amen. That's about how I'm feeling every time I hear that song. It speaks to my heart and my spirit. And all I can do is just say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Amen. We can't thank God enough for all the new beginnings that he has given us over the years, no matter how young or how old. Amen. 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 We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we do thank you for taking time to come in and feed off the word together. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Amen. Divided we fall, stand in Christ. Amen. And God is always looking for his children, we being his children, to come together and feed on the word of God. Taste and see and know that I am good each and every time that we just say the word Jesus or anything that reflects Jesus. It is good. Amen. 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 For those of you who are tuned in by internet, we're an interactive ministry. And what does that mean? That means that when the speaker comes on or opens up the mic and offers an opportunity for you to share a word or share a reflection or share an interpretation that you may have received, the opportunity is there. Amen. And if you'd like to do that, the call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. And you would be connected to this radio broadcast. Amen. We'd also like to inform you that we have a speaker every week. Amen. We have a speaker every week. And we have a regular come on that's been with us for the last umpteen years, amen, and that has been a blessing. And the one that you hear this evening is none other than Pastor Rose Dixon, amen, always coming with a word from the Lord, always excited about what God has placed in her spirit and what she's going to pour out to the body of Christ. So I'm always anxious to hear what God has placed on her heart to share with the body of Christ as we sit around the table and feed off the word of God. All it does is just makes us stronger. Amen. We may hear a word, and I'm talking to those of you, you know, who have been in the word for a long time. It may be one word that may spark you into another direction that God is speaking to you. Amen. So keep your heart your heart open. Amen. Keep your mind clear. Amen. And we'd like you definitely to be able to partake in this word as we feed this evening. We're going to stop talking, and I'm going to move on over to Hampton, Virginia. Amen. Isn't it a blessing that God is everywhere? It doesn't make a difference where in the world. Amen. God is everywhere. So we have speakers coming from all different directions. And this evening, we're here with our regular guest speaker, Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this woman of God, Heavenly Father, that you have placed with us to be able to spread the gospel. Amen. Father, we ask that you would bless the words of her mouth, Heavenly Father, that everything that she speaks, Heavenly Father, would be pleasing unto you and pleasing unto our spirit. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time that you've given her. I pray that you would bless her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet as she continues to proclaim the good news. Amen, amen. And we just say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the next voice you're going to hear is, as I said, Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia. Pastor Rose, are you there?
Yes, bless the Lord. Amen, I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear
Hallelujah.
Me?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Loud and clear.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Listen, I haven't been on for a while, but I thank God for this opportunity on tonight to break bread with you on tonight. I know that the word is going forth, and then each Wednesday the word is going forth. And I just want to just share what God has given to me to give unto you all tonight. Amen. You love your Bibles. Amen. So get your pen and paper. Amen. Because there's some scriptures that we're going to go over tonight. Amen. And so with that, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to get some readers. Amen. When I call out the scriptures, I would want somebody to read the scripture for me. Amen. And we're going to read it together.
Let me open up all the mics.
Yes.
Okay. Please, I want to add that as I open up these mics, please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure that you mute your mic at the time that is necessary so that we can hear every word that the pastor is going to share with us this evening. Amen. So after we finish with our reading, please mute your device that you're using. Amen. All mics are open.
Amen. And if we have an issue, then, you know, you shut it down and I'll just read it. Amen. But tonight we're going to the book of St. John's. It's a familiar passage of scripture. I have radio as Block Talk Radio before, but sometimes God wants us to do it again. Amen. To remind us again. Amen. About what he is saying to the people. And so we're in the book of St. John's, the 15th chapter, verses 4 to 7. St. John's, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 7.
Amen.
And I'm going to read. This is the King James Version. And it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." The fifth verse, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing." I'm going to say that again. Without me, you cannot do anything. The sixth verse, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered. They gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." The seventh verse, and I love this verse, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." And the word of God is blessed. My little subject, my topic is, you know, don't let go. Stay connected. Remain in him. Because listen, in this season, in this hour, we are dealing with so many things that causes us to be distracted, that causes us to detach ourselves from God. As you see today, we got another variant, which is the Delta, part of the Corona. People are dealing with the Delta, and they're dealing with Rona. Rona is still around. Amen. And when we look at that and we see what's going on, sometimes we get disconnected from God because we worry. We think that, you know, the finances is going to go back to what it used to be, and we lose focus. And we begin to lose focus who is the King of Kings and who is the Lord of Lords. We lose focus of who is our provider. We lose focus of who is our provisionary. And so tonight, God is saying tonight, stay connected to me, remain in me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you see, stay the core. Stay with me. Amen. Do not detach yourself from me. Stay in relationship with me. Because no matter what you see, no matter what you go through, God is the answer.
Amen.
He's the answer to everything. Amen. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what the report says, God is the answer. God is the healer. He's the deliverer. He will deliver you out of what you add, that you are in. But to own that and to keep that, you have to stay connected to him. You have to remain in him. And so the Bible goes on. In the first, in the fourth verse, it says, "Abide in me, remain in me." In other words, be united with me. Stay connected. Mm-hmm. And listen, when you're united with God, you could draw energy from him, nourishment from him, peace from him, joy, all kinds of things that you can draw from God when you stay connected to him and you unite
yes.
with him. I say it like this. When you're united with God, you are parallel with him. You, let me say it again. When you're united with him, you are parallel with him.
Yeah.
The Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's
yes.
right there. He's beside you through the good and the bad. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we go to our first verse that I want to talk about, Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Anybody would like to read that? Colossians, the second chapter, verses 6 through 7. Anybody want to read that?
6 through 7?
All my.
6 through 7? Okay. Sister Clara in the house, okay? Hallelujah.
All right.
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in you in him, root and build up in him, and establish in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware.
Amen.
Go on. No?
Just to the seventh verse.
Okay. Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
So this. Mm-hmm. Amen. This is part of the energy. This is part of the nourishment that you get with God when you unite with him. Amen. There's when you unite with him, there's new life in Christ. Amen. There's new acknowledgement in him. You begin to build.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a building process that takes place when you're connected to God. Hallelujah. There is strength in your faith when you connect it to God.
Amen.
Yeah, we may have challenges. We may have different things in our lives. But when you are united and connected with God, you could go through that. You could go through that with peace. You could go through that with joy. You know, you don't have to struggle when you're going through different challenges. Why? Because you're united with God. There's a connection with God. Even when you're united with God, there is such a commitment that you possess with him. Listen, when I'm connected, when we are connected with God, there's such a commitment that you don't allow nothing to separate you from God.
Yes.
You don't allow situations, distractions, to separate you from God, because why? You are so committed to the things of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you submit
yes.
your will to him. When you are committed, when you are so connected to God and united to God, there's such a submission of your will to do whatever he asks you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That will is so strong that you say, yes, God. Whatever
yes.
you want
yes.
me to do, there's a yes. Come on here,
yes,
somebody.
God.
There's a yes
God.
In your spirit.
Yes.
Even though when you don't understand it, you can't comprehend it, you confuse yourself, but when you're united with God and submitted to God, you just say, yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes,
follow
God.
Your way. I don't know where you're taking me, God, but yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes
mm-hmm.
because you are the one that's leading and guiding me to all truth.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Bible also goes on to say how, as you, in the seventh verse, as she read, being rooted, built
mm-hmm.
up in him, and establishing in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're drawing, right? As you're drawing from God, you're planting. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
mm-hmm.
nourishment.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You're getting strength from him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
You're getting all these things with God. See, and then the more that you're connected to God, the more strength that you get. You get that so much strength that you're not fooled
That's
by
right.
any doctrine.
That's right.
No doctrine can sway you differently. Why? Because you're united with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength that you possess with God, come on here, somebody, mm-hmm. cannot persuade you to listen to any other doctrine but God.
Amen.
So there's a rooted, there's a rootness in you. You're rooted and grounded in the Word of God when you are connected, when you're united with God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're rooted and grounded in God, keep on being thankful for what you know.
Yeah.
Amen? Keep on being grateful for what you know. Expound on that. Build on what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen? Like, I'm early childhood. I have a degree in early childhood. And what I know, and by me going to trainings and doing different seminars, I'm building on what I know to perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfecting what I do. Why? Because I'm building on it. I'm learning more about it. And that's how we have to be with God. We have to build on this word to learn more about God. Because, listen, there's so many things that we don't know about God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
There's so many things in here that God does that we have not tapped in. But only way that you're going to tap into it, you got to get in his word and build on it.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's why we have Bible studies where we could learn together, that we go through scriptures together.
Yes.
So that we could build on and be successful kingdom citizens. Let me say that again. So that we could be successful kingdom citizens. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Any questions on that? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we got to join together, keep together with God. I like that the way, when I was looking at it, the word said join together. Man, when you see God, you see me. And when you see me, you see God.
All right.
Operating in me.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
You're supposed to see, when you see me, you see God. And when you see God operating, that's, I'm part of that operation with God. God can't leave me out. He won't leave me out. Why? Because I'm joined at the hip.
Amen.
Joined with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm not nothing to grow.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we have to be joined together. Any questions on that? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when you're joining together with God, you're abiding in his word. You're abiding in his word. You're learning his word. You're eating his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every time that I'm abiding in God's word, I'm eating it, I'm drinking it, amen, I'm applying it, I'm digesting it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I look in the word too, I be like, woo, God, oh my God. You know, sometimes you get that, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I still eat his word and I apply it to our lives.
Yeah.
And I use it in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me to advance the kingdom of God.
Yes.
The more we read, the more we digest his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I told somebody the other day, because people are talking about being offended and always being offended and always having feelings on their shoulders. I said, as I grew and as I have been growing in the Lord, I'm not easily offended anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't bother me as much anymore. Why? Because I know who I am in God. And I allow this word to be so deep inside of me that I don't go worry about what you're doing. I just go into prayer. I pray for you. Because listen, I don't have time to be, you know, dealing with what you're dealing with. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get to where I need to be in God. I'm trying to do the things that God has called me to do in the earth realm.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to be, you know, taking on every little thing that you did to me. I just give it to God. And I keep on moving. So what I say about that being offense all the time, that's not my story anymore. Why? Because I've been abiding in God. I'm connected with God.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And once you're abiding in him, you also obeying his word. And as you obey his word, you become a fruitful branch to the true vine. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that scripture from St. John. Let's go back to St. John's, how he talks about, hallelujah, that he is the vine. Come on here. I just read it. Hallelujah. And the second verse, he says, let me see here. In the fifth verse, he says, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. And for without me, you can do nothing. So that lets me know here that when I obey, I abide, I remain in you, I can be a fruitful branch.
Yes, yes.
Amen. I could be productive. I'm a productive, fruitful branch when I abide in him, obey his word, be faithful to him, all those things. And how do you know that you want to be a fruitful and productive branch in this season, in this hour? Hallelujah. Listen, I want to be effective in the kingdom. Listen, I don't want to be an infection. I want to be effective in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I want to be able to touch lives. Amen. I want to be able to be used by God. Any questions about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in this season, we want to be fruitful branches. Amen. We want to walk upright. Amen. We want to be nice to people. Amen. We want to be friendly. We want to be loving to our brothers and sisters. Because, listen, you don't know what you don't know what your brothers and sisters are going through. And we have to be our brother's keeper. A lot of our brothers and sisters are going through so much.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need that sister to say, I love you. I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
That's right.
That's a fruitful branch for me. That's what that means to me.
Amen.
Amen. If my sister or my brother said, I'm not feeling well today, can you pray for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I go in
right.
and believe in God, touch and agree that she is healed or he is healed or that he is delivered.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a fruitful branch. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That we began to declare and decree some things. Ah, bah, bah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we come in agreement as one and say, yes, you shall make it. You will make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a fruitful branch to me. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, God. I don't want to be a branch that's burnt. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a branch that's weak. Hallelujah. I want to be a strong branch that has some fruit, has some substance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah, glory
substance.
To God.
Substance.
That can get a prayer through.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I want to be able to go to my sister and my brother and get that prayer through and be encouraged and be lifted up. Hallelujah. Any questions? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so that we must be productive in this season. Because, listen, there's a lot of people that's out there that needs us.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out in that world that needs to hear from us.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that needs to see Jesus in you.
Because
you may be the only Jesus that they see through you.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And how can that happen if you're not a fruitful branch, a productive branch? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in this season, in this hour, we want to be productive. We want to be effective in the kingdom and begin to touch lives.
Yeah.
And so the Bible says Jesus is the vine. God is the gardener who carefully plants and cares for the branches, which is us, the believers.
Yeah.
Yes.
He cares for us. He loves us with one purpose.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what you've done, in spite of what you do, God still loves us, and he cares for us.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when we mess up and we make mistakes, because we do,
that's right,
he still extends his hand out to us.
Yes,
he
does.
Come on in. I'll help you out. Hallelujah.
Say that.
Mm-hmm.
He extend his hand to us and say, come on, my child. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on up. He cares for us. God, so much because he cares for us. He loves me that much. And he loves us that much. That he gave his only begotten son.
Well,
that's enough to say, yes, thank you, Lord. His
only son.
To die for us.
Thank you.
That's enough to say, God, you love me. You care for me. Hallelujah. Because listen, we were bad off, y'all. We were in some mess.
Yeah.
But look at God. He came to our rescue. Glory to God. He's a rescue God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, other words. Being connected to the vine, you are able to grow in God. Let me stop right there. When you're connected to the vine and the gardener, you're able to grow in ministry. You're able to grow, hallelujah, in the kingdom. As much as I've read and I lay for the Lord, there's so much growth in me that it amazes me, like, wow, God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the growth that I have grown from yesterday to today.
That's good.
I've seen the difference from yesterday to today. There's such a growth because why? I'm connected to the source. Hallelujah. I'm connected where I get my energy from and my nourishment from. Hallelujah. It's just like when I have to connect my iPhone to the plug where I need to get energy. Hallelujah. And I need to get my iPhone to work and come on. I have to plug it to the source. I got to plug it to the socket to get the juice that I need. That's the same thing with God. When you connect it to him, and when you plug in, come on, we got to plug into the juice, amen? We got to plug into the source that gives us life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. We serve a live God, a living God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. And so when you're connected, life just comes on in. Hallelujah. Come on here. Life begins to happen. Hallelujah. There is no dead situation. Hallelujah. When you're connected to the King, when you're connected to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah.
You know, I like this pastor because, you know, he's the resurrecting God. You know, so when you know, the cares of life can deplete sometimes your energy, but you stay connected or you get connected, and he'll revive that seemingly is. To God be the glory. This is just good. This is just good.
Yes.
And yes, he will revive you. I've been in dead places. And as dead spaces in my life. But when I connected, when I began to read his word, when I read, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. A life just come back. I'm resuscitated again. Hallelujah. When I say no weapon formed against me shall prosper, a resuscitation come back up in me. I'm resuscitated again. Hallelujah, God. Ah, glory to God. When we just talk about the different scriptures, hallelujah, we get resuscitated again. Life comes again.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you.
You can live again. Then the situation is not so bad anymore. Hallelujah. That you can get through it. Hallelujah. Because I know sometimes we've been in situations you just felt like, God, I don't know if I could get through this. God, I don't know how.
That's right. My God.
My back is against the wall, God. I don't know how I'm going to do this. This is before me. Sickness is before me. But when you get in the word, hallelujah, you said, by his stripes, I am healed. There's such light that comes. There's light that begins to happen. You forget about the sickness that you're dealing with. When you begin to speak this word and you allow it to come alive in you and it begins to live in you, and when you begin to take ownership of it, hallelujah. When you allow it to take ownership in your life, my God, hallelujah, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. So listen, in this season, you don't want anything to hinder your fellowship with God. Let me say that again. You don't want anything to hinder you with fellowship with God.
Not at all.
I say like it's this, a partnership between me and God. Me and God have a partnership. There's agreement between him and I. And I'm not going to allow anything to separate that partnership. Hallelujah. Yes, we in it together. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Oh, glory. So as we look at these particular scriptures, this is the meat of the lesson that I'm trying to get to. Amen. Remaining in Christ requires us to be here. Number one, believing that he is God's son. Let's go to John 4:15. I'm going to move quickly because the time looks like it's getting quickly. So I'm going to move quickly on this. Amen. John 4:15. Anybody want to read that? Hallelujah.
All mics are open.
I will. I will.
Go ahead.
Okay, John 4:15, and I'm reading. You say 16?
1:5.
Okay, 15. John 4:15. I'm reading from the Living Bible. Dear, please, sir, the woman said, give me some of that water. Then I'll never be thirsty again and won't have to make this long trip out here every day.
Amen. So when we look at that particular scripture, that's talking about how believing that he is God the Son, whatever that he had, she was believing who he was. She was believing in what he had. The Bible says that what he had, the water, hallelujah, and if she drank that, she believed that enough that she would never thirst again. And that's what I'm saying here on tonight. If we just believe who God is and his son is, you will never thirst again. Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, my God. You will never run dry. So when you get connected to Jesus Christ, which is God's son, hallelujah, things begin to happen. Amen. It's a divine connection. Amen. A divine cleansing. A divine healing. A divine nurturement. Hallelujah. It's divine refreshing. You are refreshed when you connect it and when you believe God's son. Hallelujah. Any questions about that? This woman believed in so much that Jesus could empower her so much because she was in a bad situation, y'all. She was dealing with some things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so when she got connected to him,
mm-hmm.
she knew. She knew it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that she would never have to thirst again if she just taste and see how good he is. Taste and see how good the Lord is. You will never go back. You'll never go back to the things you used to do once you get taste of what God has for you.
Mm.
You begin to drink this word and eat this word. There's no looking back. I could speak for me. There's no looking back. As I tapped into God, hey, hallelujah, there's no looking back for me. There's no turning around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. I'm all in.
Amen.
I'm all in for whatever God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So believing that he is God's son. Amen. Number two is following him as Savior and Lord. John 1:12. Let's read that. John, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 12. We're gonna all put it together. Amen.
Okay, I'll read. Is my mic open?
Yes.
All who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what that is saying is, well, accepting Christ.
Mm-hmm.
For you to remain in Christ, you have to accept Christ.
Amen.
And when you accept Christ and you receive him, there's privileges to becoming a children of God. There's benefit of being child of a king. You know the benefits that you get when you're at your job, you get health insurance, right? Dental, you get all these other benefits. It's the same thing with God. You get benefit by being connected to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There's access. You have access to the things. You have access to the keys to the kingdom.
My God.
The keys that's given unto you. And all you got to do is unlock it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So there's access to the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Accepting who Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Accepting that he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. And also when you accept Jesus Christ, it begins to shift. Things begin to shift in your life when you acknowledge him and you cause him and you allow him to come into your life.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
Life ends. When I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, life began for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was dead in sin. I was allowing sin. I was a slave to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin had me doing things that I shouldn't have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dead.
Yeah.
I think I was having fun and doing all this and that, but in reality, I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But when I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, life began. I began to live again.
Born again, that's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I began to live again, y'all. Life begins to change. My mindset begins to change. My behaviors begin to change. My language begins to change.
Oh, yeah.
My thought process begins to change. This is when you accept Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't think the old way anything anymore. Old things are passed away. New things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when you accept Christ in your life, know that there's a difference in your life. Any questions on that? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Third point, doing what God says.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 3 and 24. Doing what God says. Let's go there real quick. Let me see how much time I got. First John 3 and 24. I'll read it. So now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So in a nutshell right there, keep his commandments. If you abide in him, you keep his commandments. You follow his rules and regulations, if I could say it like that. You will follow his teachings if you abide in him. Hallelujah. You do the things that he requires of us to do. If you, as long as you abide in him, you're going to follow.
Yes.
Amen. And so to remain in Jesus Christ, keep his commandments. Any questions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. All right. We're moving on. Amen. So to keep his commandments, abide in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So if he's once you abide in him, he's in us. We become one. It's just like a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are one. There's no two. There's no separation. There's one. So when you abide in God and he's abiding in you, it's a marriage. There's a unit. There's a unity.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, when you see me, you see him. When you see him, you see me. Because we are one. I'm connected to him. And in this season now, we have to be connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy would try his best. He would try his best to separate you from God.
Mm-hmm.
But in this season, in this hour, you got to remain no matter what he throws out. Because the enemy would throw out stuff. He'll make it so easy and make you feel like, okay, this is a better way out.
Yep.
But you can't get tricked by the enemy in this season.
No.
That's why you got to know who you belong to.
Amen.
And know who you are in God.
Amen.
There's a stand that you got to take. There's a stand that you have to take in God.
That's right.
And you cannot move from that stand, no matter how it looks. No matter how people tell you, no, you need to go do this, you need to do that way. No, I'm standing on the word of God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That's where life is. That's where deliverance is. That's where healing is.
That's
where peace of mind is.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You have peace of mind when you stand on the word of God.
Yeah.
Stand on the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes. So keep his command. Follow his command. Follow his teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow his teaching, you can get whatever you like.
That's right.
Amen.
I said again, when you follow his teaching, you can get whatever you like.
That's true.
Yes.
My God. Let's move on. My fourth one, continue to believe in the gospel. That's 1 John 2 and 24. Come on, let me get a reader here. Continue to believe the gospel. Continue to believe the gospel. 1 John 2 and 24. Is nobody else to read? Okay, go ahead.
You want me to read?
Okay. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father.
That's it. So let that word be in you. Don't be unmovable. Amen. Abound in the word of the Lord. Like I said earlier, don't let all this doctrine and these different things that people are saying, don't get swayed. You
Amen.
Abide in the word of God. Let the word do what it do for you.
Yes, let it do what it's supposed to do.
Let me say that again. Let the word do what it do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the word.
For you.
As you hear the word, yes. Stay in what the word says. You know, I hear a lot of preachers and, when preachers are preaching and they go off to the left thinking their own idea,
mm-hmm.
I go and say, stay in the book. Preach Jesus. Preach what God says.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in his word. Because I find a lot of times, because sometimes preachers go off on their own idea and use the psychological words and they go psychology on you and they do all this.
Yep.
And it kind of takes you away from the word.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that with a lot of preachers, I say, just stay in the word. Preach Jesus. Preach the gospel. What God says about it. What Jesus says about it.
Yeah.
What Christ. So if you're supposed to be preaching Christ, what's Christ saying?
That's right.
What's happening in the book? Not your idea. So it's important that we continue to believe the gospel and stay in the word and don't be unmovable. Don't be shaken. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
My God. We cannot be weak in this season. We can't be shaken because of Corona's out there and Delta out there and all this other stuff out there. We can't be shaken by the word. Be shaken by what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay strong. We have to stay soldiers in the army.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a kingdom citizen, you're strong. You got power. There's authority. So don't get shaken in this season and this hour. Know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Know who God made you to be. Hallelujah. So let's stay in the word and not be unmovable and always abounding in the word of God. And my last part is relating in love to the community of believers, Christ's body, which is John 15 and 12. Go there.
John 15 and 12.
And it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You want to remain in Christ? This is a requirement. And the most important one is to love.
Yeah, it is.
Why? Because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
We have to love brothers and sisters. There should be a unity among the believers.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a unity with each other.
Yeah.
We got to remove this hate, destroy this hate, and put love in place.
That's right.
We cannot feed on hate. We can't feed on the things that people are doing to each other. We got to turn that thing around and speak life.
Yes.
We got to declare it in the atmosphere. Love. You may not like some things I do, but you still gotta love me.
That's it.
Yes.
Right.
You still gotta love me. Because you may not, because we are different people, and when we have dislikes, we have disagreements
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're all different. We have our own little ideas and own little mindset. But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you got to come together in love. We got to
mm-hmm.
work this thing out. And when you work it out,
okay.
that's love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bed angry. I'm not going to hang up the phone angry with you, with a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work this out in love with you while I'm on this phone,
mm-hmm.
so I
mm-hmm.
can get rest and you get rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to begin to turn it around in love and be our brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to reach out. We got to go across the aisles. He may
mm-hmm.
not, she may not look like me, may not dress like me, may not smell like me, but I'm going to reach my arm. I'm going to reach across the aisle
mm-hmm.
and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I may not drive what you drive. I may not live where you live, but I'm crossing. I'm crossing the track.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm crossing the tracks, and I'm saying, come on, my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's love, y'all.
All right.
So guess what? We're not on this island by ourselves.
That's right.
That's right.
We on this together.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So tonight, I know I might took up some time, but tonight I need y'all to stay connected. Don't let go. Remain in God. You want to remain
Amen.
In God?
Yeah.
These are some of the
yes.
things that you need to do to remain in God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get shaken, don't get moved of what you see, of what you hear on CNN and ABC. Don't get moved.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get moved. Don't get shifted. Don't get
That's
shaken.
That's it.
Amen.
Because you know who you are in God, and we are kingdom
Amen.
Citizens. Our kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Stay connected.
Amen. Amen.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
No, I'd just like to say this was a great message, and especially when you said, you know, I might not like the things that certain people do, but you know what? Love is necessary. At the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, it's necessary. God didn't like all the stuff and still don't like the things that we do, but he loves us. Beyond,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we have to do. We have to love beyond our feelings, beyond ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and look through the eyes of Christ, because Jesus came. But remember now,
mm-hmm.
he lived Jesus, but he died, and he rose the Christ, all power. And that power he's given unto us to love one another and to look beyond faults and see needs. And one thing back to what you were saying, and it brought my mind back, Pastor, to that connection. God showed me this, and you know about this, a long time ago. We were in prayer, and I saw an umbilical cord, you know, like the mother has for the child. And you know the doctors, they sever that, to separate the child and the mother. But there's an umbilical cord, a spiritual one, that we are connected to when you receive salvation. And when you get weak, that nourishment, I saw nourishment coming from that umbilical cord, from the kingdom into us. And that's where that line is. That's that connection right there.
Amen. Amen.
It's not ever mm. severed. It's only severed when we sever it, because he's a gentleman.
That's right.
But initially, that salvation, he connects us. And Pastor talked about the word, that when you're feeling weak, that word that comes down into you, it nourishes you. The word nourishes you. He nourishes you because he is the word. He nourishes you.
That's right.
He's the one that encourages you to get back up. And then we can't keep it. We gotta throw out that life preserver called salvation. Throw it out to those that we see
in our path and let them know that, listen, Jesus loves you. He loves you beyond yourself. He loves you right now. He loves you because you're his. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He loves you. There's a special place. There is a special place for those that have received him. But we can say this. We can say Jesus is love. I'm finished. I'm finished. I don't think it's time. I'm finished. That umbilical cord, that connection you said, Pastor. Oh, yeah. We got to stay connected. Stay in the vine. So we can bear fruit.
Amen.
We don't want to bear strange fruit. We want to bear fruit, God's fruit, not strange fruit. Sometimes people out there, they strange. I'm going off into a tangent. I'm coming back. Okay. I'm finished.
Jesus.
I'm finished.
I see Jesus.
Praise the
Lord. Good evening, all.
Praise
How you
Lord.
Doing?
Praise
Good
Lord.
Evening. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
How's everybody?
Yes, I can hear you.
God bless you.
Praise God. I just love tonight's format. The format on tonight, I just really loved it. I'm with my children, and we're sitting in IHOPs in Alexandria, Virginia, going to go see Mama.
Oh.
And the format tonight was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Love the way it was, that Bible study, the way the Bible study was. And I just call to say that, and thank you. I know you haven't heard from me in a while, but I will be back shortly.
Amen.
Talk to you soon, and God bless.
God bless you.
Are there any other comments before?
I had just a little testimony about God's love.
Yes.
God, my daughter was told that she was suspended from my job today. And I know how my daughter gets when she gets upset. But she said, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to give it to God, and he's going to take care of me. That hadn't even been a day over. It hasn't even been a day past. Hours passed. Everyone on her job vouched for her. Everyone. Even the corporal who did it. He had to vouch for her. Okay? I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I said, my daughter felt loved today. You know? And it's interesting how it happened because, I everybody loves her. You know? So.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like,
that's beautiful.
God, he just working, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. Amen.
Awesome.
Any other comments before we close? We don't want to comment without you wanting to make a comment. We don't want to close without you making a comment. We always make sure that if you have something to say, amen, we always have time for one more. There's always room for one more. Do you have any comments?
Amen.
Amen. Wayne, in closing out, we'd like to thank you once again, Pastor Rose Dixon, for a word that was timely, a word that was needed, and we have to be reminded that we have to stay connected if we're going to remain in God. Amen. And that was a wonderful word, a wonderful illustration of tying it in and how we are to remain in God. And, you know, it is so easy to get lost. It is so easy to get lost. And so that's why I said it's timely. You know, we are living in a time right now, days right now, where many are getting lost. They're losing their way. And you may know some yourself. You know, for those of you listening, you may know some yourself. And that's why it's important that we remain in God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And as long as we remain in God and we remain connected, amen, we're continuing to show others that God is alive, spreading the light, spreading the good news, you know, praying for others, lifting others up even when they don't even expect it, you know, just speaking life into others when they feel like no one else loves them. We have a huge task. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we all want to be a laborer for Christ. You know, we cannot sell ourselves short. We cannot sell ourselves short and not get and get it caught up in worldly things. Amen? Because the way things look to me, I mean, there's a time that we need to become more connected is right now. I don't know about you, but I can fight on the wall. If there's a time that we need to become more connected in Christ, is right now. So I that's why I said it. Timely, timely word. Is my wife, Dr. Suzanne, are you listening? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, could you please pray over Pastor Arun Dixon before we close? I just feel a need to, you know, for prayer, and you know, I'm just asking you if you would do that for her, you know, for everything that she has poured out to us this evening, and that you would pray over her, please.
Sure.
Yes, God.
Father God, we praise your name tonight, dear Lord, and we thank you so much, Father God, for the word that you have provided for us this evening, Father God, the teaching through your obedient vessel. We ask you, Lord, that you would just bless this woman of God, Father God. Bless her, Father God, for her obedience, Father God, for her willing heart, Father God, for her compassionate spirit, Father God, and for the wisdom she uses. She rightly divided the word this evening, Father. We praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would bless her household, Father God. Bless her comings and her goings, Father God, that her entire household is blessed and covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you would let even the grounds around her house be blessed, Father God, that even her neighbors are benefited, have a benefit of living next door to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you bless her in the marketplace, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you bless her in the community, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you would just continue to use her in the capacity that you're using her, dear Lord, in the workplace, dear Lord. I thank you and praise you, dear Lord, for her spiritual gifts. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, bless her children, Father God. Bless her her spouse, Father God. Her family, dear Lord, would be blessed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
I receive that.
Amen. Thank you. Once again, we thank you so much, and you speak of love, and, you know, we here at New Beginnings, my wife and myself and all those on Blog Talk Radio, we love you each and every time you come and bring a word, you know, to us, because it is not easy to come forth with a word. You have to prepare. And you know what? If you're not prepared, it shows. So we thank you for the time that you have invested, not only in Blog Talk Radio, but in Christ, you know, for the body of Christ. So we thank you so much publicly. Amen. Listen, for all of you, thank you. We'd like to invite you back next week. Remember, we love you. But God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so hard to understand.
dawn.